Hi there, this is Craig Taylor. I'm facilitating a session this morning. It's the 5th of December, and I'm facilitating a session for a group of Health Education England, Kent, Sussex, Surrey Technology Enhanced Learning Group members. Wow, what a title. I've given them all a task to do. I've asked them to research a tool, technology platform, gadget, gizmo that they were unaware of or made them scratch their heads. They've spent a few minutes researching this. They've not had a lot of time, and they're now going to share with you what it is that they've come up with. Over to them.
Okay. Yammer is an enterprise social network that enables you to connect to people and information across organisations.
Curation is a social media platform.
Proximity beacons are USB devices that can send information to users.
Google Glass is a headset that can be used searching the internet just wearing a headset. Doesn't really make sense.
Microblogging, not your normal type of blogging, but we all use it, Facebook and Twitter type things.
I'm just using Google.
Open badges allows you visual representations of qualifications.
Anki is flashcards that can contain video, audio and images.
Zapit is a software that tracks physical performance and learning activities as well.
Curator gives organisations the tools to design, deliver and facilitate social learning.
Learning Locker is a site that organisations can store staff learning records.
Red Panda is HT2 Lab's latest innovation, a learning hub that helps learners manage, present and own their blended learning experiences.
Siri is a voice app and it may be used for accessibility.
Anki is a flashcard software where you can collaboratively create flashcards and then uses artificial intelligence to assign ones that you don't remember well to test you on again.
Google Glass are the glasses that can record. They have a camera and presumably you can access the internet from them. And I guess they would be used to maybe access job aids at the point of need or point of care or playback conversations to discuss things like that.
eWisdom is a website that's used by London Trust for dental care professionals to list their education and training that's available to them.
Slack is an instant messaging tool that's searchable, useful for when collaboratively working with a specific group of people.
MOOC is a website offering a list of online e-learning courses offered by local universities.
I had wearables, which covers a lot of stuff. One of the things I thought was security passes that link to training compliance, so if you're not compliant, you can't access the building.
SpeakerFL is a device for people with dyslexia that translates speech to words.